This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All this week, Marketplace is doing a special report on the consumer economy. We're calling it Consumed. We're exploring why we buy and use the things we do and what we get for it. We start with the consumer arms race. To keep up, many in the middle are buying goods and services once reserved for the rich. Case in point, personal trainers for kids. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports on a middle-income suburb of Washington, D.C.
In Waldorf, Maryland, football stardom begins at Pinnacle Performance Gym.
Get up, Montreal. Push forward.
Twice a week, Montreal Hunter comes here to bench press, push a sled, get yelled at for $20 a session. Here's his dad, Tim.
I figure what's a few hundred bucks for a period? It's going to help him. Yeah, let's do it.
Hunter's a government worker in a place where the income per capita is $36,000.
You have a better chance of being successful in any sport or any career you have. You know, and somebody's always out there going to outwork you.
Say kids from the rival school who come the next hour, including Corey Blunt's kid.
We don't like them. They don't like us. It's all in fun, though, but they're doing the extras just like our boys in here doing extras right now.
They spend, so we spend, so they spend some more.
So straight, right? All right.
Pinnacle owner Fran Penny started this gym 5 years ago. Despite the recession, revenue has grown 50% every year. Penny is from Waldorf. Not long ago, it was just a rural crossroad and some slot machines.
I don't believe that rich kids should get the best training and poor kids have to suffer.
Parents here talk of mobility, that you have to pay to play. You have to push your kids, the way Dave Pipes pushes his in wrestling.
And I've been screaming at him, get up, get up. And he's been, I can't, you know, and he gets at me. He's crying, tears are coming out of his mouth. But I'm like, Dave, the only reason why I do it is because I push you. I didn't get pushed for grades. I didn't get pushed to go to college. And I didn't get pushed for sports. My dad didn't even know I went to sports a lot of times.
And the fact is,
getting kids into sports does help them in the future.
That's economist Valerie Ramey at UC San Diego. However,
the question, though, is whether parents are being forced to overinvest trying to get into colleges.
Brand name colleges, fueling overspending of money and of parents' time.
Punch, punch, punch. Get up, up, up.
If there's a limit to all this, they haven't hit it here. In Waldorf, Maryland, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.